The Guardian.
What's new in this counter-terrorism bill? What will change?
Well, the danger is we've seen an awful lot of political sound and fury over the question of 42 days pre-charge detention. Gordon Brown is investing an awful lot of political capital into yesterday's vote. But the perhaps sad thing is for him and for the government is that in counter-terrorism terms, the actual extra legal powers that is tied up in the 42 days question is actually probably quite marginal as far as many investigating officers are concerned. The government has had to emphasize how rarely, if ever, this new power will be used and claim that the thresholds that they've put in place are so high that only in the most severe circumstances would it come into play. But I think possibly the danger is that once it's on the statute book, as it will be by the end of the summer, highly likely now, that there is a danger that it will actually become quite routine for those engaged in serious investigative operations to extend the time that those who are held are kept without charge.
What about the safeguards introduced by the government during the passage of this bill?
They, in some ways, increase the complexity of being able to use the measure. We now have a highly complicated organogram presented us by the Home Office with an independent judge giving advice at one stage, the DPP and a chief constable having to submit a joint report. And we've seen in this debate over 42 days that chief constables already have a very different view to the prosecuting authorities about the use of such powers. DPP said he thought they were unnecessary. Ian Blair, the chief Metropolitan Police Commissioner, saying, arguing the case for them. And there's a danger for a dispute and there between the police and the prosecutors at that stage. That there are complexities about the parliamentary oversight that the parliament has to debate within 7 days the Home Secretary issuing such an order. And the question posed yesterday by the former Home Secretary, Michael Howard, was interesting. You know, how could Parliament vote on to hold an individual for longer than 28 days without prejudicing a future trial of that individual concerned? These are all questions which have yet to be worked out in terms of how they will actually play in practice when someone is being held at Paddington Green, a maximum security police station.
And to be clear, there was no concession on the limit, 42 days.
Yes, there's no concessions given to the person who faces charge of 42 days. What we will see immediately, this reaches the statute book, as we've been promised by Trevor Phillips of the Equality and Human Rights Commission, that there will be an immediate launch of a judicial review, which will see the whole question tested in the High Court and possibly in Strasbourg, the European Court of Human Rights as well. So even though Parliament believes it had the last word on this summer, we'll see this one going on and on.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.